Welcome to the Healing Experiment. I am your host, Sue Dumais. Every episode, we create a felt experience of different healing modalities.
And today I have a very special guest. Helena Riley is a quantum sound technologist, and she has been doing and diving into the field of quantum sound healing and scalar technology for years. And I'm really excited to have her on the show to talk about the power of using quantum sound technology. Welcome to the show, Helena. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the Healing Experiment, it began with the vision of providing an experience for people. So we're not just talking about healing, we're actually giving a felt experience in every episode. But to begin with, I want you to just share a little bit about the technology, help them understand maybe what it is. I know it's a big topic and you have a lot of knowledge. You're this like encyclopedia of knowledge around it, but just share a little bit around what the technology is and how we can use it to heal within our lives.
Yeah, so we developed the quantum sound technology, the miracle, based on years of experience. I was trained as a psychotherapist at the University of Chicago, and I saw that talk therapy had limits. So I met up with Robert Loy, and he had developed this voice code software that analyzes the voice and automatically generates a soundtrack. And as a highly sensitive person, I saw that that soundtrack actually dealt with and depicted the areas that were out of balance in the energy field. So I immediately incorporated it into my work. And then we added the scalar coils that generate a field. And so what we ended up with after many years, just to cut to the chase, we ended up with an immersive quantum technology that has an AM/PM soundtrack that is able to entrain the field and the field of the brain, the emotions, the thoughts, and as Bruce Lipton says, every cell of the body, because it's immersive. It's running 24/7. And this, simply stated, facilitates a better way of life. So we're able to enhance learning and focus and deepen sleep, optimize communication and harmonize families. So we have many aspects because our frequencies, we have a frequency library that's extensive and it's been developed over 35 years. So all of this combined into one small technology that's doing the heavy lifting while you are immersed in whatever activity, whether you're cooking or working or talking to a client, it's playing in the background. So it's constantly clearing and uplifting you and the space around you and everyone in that space.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful technology, and I've had it in my home for a couple months now. And I've noticed a huge difference in my energy field. I've noticed like a rewiring of my brain. A lot of times my mind has shifted on things that it's almost like it cleared the cobwebs from my mind. And it's keeping my field clean without having to do all of the work. I didn't realize I was doing so much work to keep my energy in alignment and my field clean. And this is doing that work for me, but also supporting everyone in the house, including the dogs and even the neighbors. It's extending outward. So talk a little bit about the scalar technology so people understand a little bit about how that works.
So the anatomy of the scalar technology is that it's based on coils, amplifiers, and frequencies that are run through the coils. And then in addition, inert noble gases. So that's how we're generating a field so the engine is really the scalar coils. And that's what creates this immersive field that we feel, that we bathe in. And so the technology actually is quite simple on that level. So we're playing frequencies through an audio player that are being amplified through an amplifier and the coils. And the technology, unlike most technologies on the market today, this technology is designed to play 24/7. So it's not like, for example, a Rife machine where, you know, you want to be zapped, or like a Hanna Kruger zapper where it's like a few minutes. And this is designed actually to entrain the brain into these states that are clear and coherent. Mm-hmm. And the reason we see the changes we see in people is that's a natural function of your brain and your brain waves. You're always looking, you're actually always aligning. It's just whether you're aligning with some discordant energy. For example, you might align with 5G. It might throw you off at that moment. Or you might align with someone's, you know, emotion that's not of a high vibration. But in this sense, you're feeding, instead of feeding the brain, that's the field of the brain, like junk food, you're actually giving it very, very coherent. It's like health food. You're giving it the highest level of frequency, like sound pills, but constantly. And the technology is designed basically to set it and forget it for the rest of your life. So it's, you can switch from AM to PM soundtracks, but it's essentially going to play continuously. And this is where you begin to bathe in this immersive, coherent field. And that, we believe, is what's changing the quality of people's lives. So we've seen, actually, I just recently got a video testimonial from a mother. You know, and many times people are buying this without really fully understanding it. Like, we drive cars, but we don't know how the engine works. But she had a child that was on the spectrum and is now 12 years old. And there was a disturbing behavior pattern that the child did every single day, and usually several times a day. And after a short period of time, the behavior is only about once a month. So it is, but to me, that makes total sense, because we have been entraining her brain into a much more coherent, stable pattern. So she doesn't need to release stress by the agitating behavior. And this is how the field will work on different people with different issues. This Harvard doctor I just heard said that if a technology, no matter what it is, works on autism, it will work on ADD, on PTSD, and so I hadn't heard that before. But so in the same household with the child on the spectrum, the father of the child had PTSD. He's a train driver, and he'd seen, I guess, that had many accidents. And so he developed a PTSD behavior pattern, and that also lifted, and he's become lighter and happier. So, but to me, that makes perfect sense, because we're feeding him very coherent, uplifting frequencies continuously, which is one of our main benefits, is that we never stop. It's the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah. And I find that I run mine 24/7. I actually have the Miracle Eye Cube in my office of the home. So when I'm doing my work, but it also impacts the whole entire home, I feel a difference. I felt a difference. And then I use the Om Pocket, the smaller version, when I sleep, to run my own soundtrack. So I have the AM and PM tracks running on the iCube. And then I have my own voice encoded soundtracks that I had created with the software to align, you know, what my specific needs are based on my voice and based on my affirmations or whatever I choose to use. And I have found that just even in the first couple of weeks, I found a huge difference. And I really feel like it's like I have 100 cleaners and healers working on behalf of myself and my field, constantly cleaning it for me. And I don't need to do that maintenance work anymore. And I'm really able to free up my energy and my time to focus on my work in the world. And that's just like, that made a huge difference. the clarity of my mind, the space in my mind, and the quiet that I have found in my meditations has really dramatically improved as well. And I find that to turn that ego chatter off is a lot easier now. Before I found you and I found this technology, I was doing this exercise where I would like imagine kind of taking my energy center out and immersing it in the quantum field and then bringing it back and kind of bringing part of the quantum field back into my body. So because there's this idea of understanding in the mind that we're separate from it, right? So it's like bridging that separation and training the mind to recognize that it's not separate from it. We're one with that. When we align with it, then we actually feel the benefit. So I would do this exercise where it was kind of like this perception of separation and oneness with it. And now I find that I don't even need to do that because I feel like my whole house is like the quantum field. And then my body becomes this vessel for the quantum field as well. And I feel like there's a definite beautiful immersion, but and also an experience of oneness with it more than ever before.
I love that. And the thing is that the body is an electrical field as well. And every cell has like an antenna. Yeah. So, but your brain is really basically an antenna that's always looking for information. But I think one of the things people don't realize is how intelligent that structure is. So that when it's seeking information, if the information is higher level or feels good at any level, you tend to rest in it. And so it's one of the things that I think we've missed is that we are the energy field of our brains. Like right now, my brain might be out seeking information to feed to your audience because I'm sensing or reading what the energy might be of this, of whoever listens to this in the future. And that's automatic. So when it's fed, and the reason you think it's 100 healers is that's a great example of how powerful scalar tools are, scalar technology. And of course, Tesla knew that. And of course, they suppressed him and kind of kicked him out and went with Edison. But the thing is, and removed it from Earth curriculum because it's very threatening to the current economic system. But the thing is that Tesla understood this so that he could have created free energy with this kind of energy. But when you have this tool or device in your home, because it's based on these coils that are wound in a certain way, it is very strong, soothing energy, is what I want to say, so that it can facilitate a better way of life. And unlike sound waves, scalar goes through walls, goes through bones, blood, cellular structures. So we are really in an immersive field. And when that has been developed consciously to uplift you, it's a very strong positive field and it's canceling some of the discordant energy. So there's one practical thing I wanted to talk about. What people aren't quite grasping fully right now is that there is an epidemic or a pandemic of depression. It's occurring in the children. It's occurring in the adults. And we have ways to mask that. We always have. And most of us are not even aware of that. I'm pretty sure it's why I ended up becoming a psychologist is that I sensed it about my parents who lived in a big mansion house and had a business with 200, but they were depressed and nobody really knew it because they were so good at masking it. And so what I wanted to say is that the thing about these amplified fields of sound and frequency is that can be changed in a second by feeding this field of consciousness, some uplifting information. And that will over time release or dissipate, which is why you experience it as 100 energy healers, because that's what energy healers do, is they're basically dissipating the depression, the anxiety, the blocks of energy using their own energy. But this is capable of, it's the best way to describe scalar energy is it's like sunlight that keeps vibrating on the human structure, the field, and the body. And over time, what I've seen in our tribe, in our group, is that over time, these deeper subconscious patterns of fear and depression, anxiety, and these patterns are so prominent right now. But over time, they dissolve because why? It keeps working. It's not something that you got, you know, you went to the healer and you felt great because guess what? The healer's working on herself. She's raising her frequency. She's working on you. But usually what happens is after an hour, a day, a week, you go back to some level of where you were, a little bit higher. And so this just keeps at it. And it's like having a team that is vibrating you into a higher frequency where, but I have this great optimism that once you experience that higher frequency, there's an attachment that forms that you want to stay happy or stay balanced or stay harmonious. So the more we entrain you, the more you feel this positive energy that most humans have a hard time sustaining, you want to stay there. So then when you slip a little lower, you help yourself to go back. And that's where the great coherent intelligence of the human potential lies. And I want to also say that some of the children, though they may not even have the words to express this, they're feeling the uncertainty of their families, of the society we're living in, of the news, of the collective. And so they're developing, I believe that a very high percentage is developing PTSD right now. But that is very simply, that's fight, flight, freeze. So we joke, we're kind of paralyzing the amygdala so that it doesn't overreact to emotional stimuli. So we're raising that information into left frontal lobe where you're going to solve your problems instead of run away from them, into reticular activating system where you can visualize solutions, and gamma where you can actually connect with your genius, and your children also can easily connect with their genius. So I wanted to address that because right now, some of the ways that we dealt with our anxiety and depression have been removed from the society temporarily. And so this technology and this work becomes a more important solution, but it also allows you to do the deeper work. And actually, Sue and I are part of this summit that quantumsoundtherapy.com put on. And I was specifically inspired because I am getting calls at least 5 times a week from parents who are concerned about children. And I was a child psychologist, so and they are actually really concerned that the children are thinking about ending their lives. And not, obviously the child, if it's at a certain age, knows that you can't say that to the mother, that it would raise anxiety. Let's say you're 11 or 12 or 15. And so that was what inspired the Quantum Home Sanctuary Summit. I wanted to provide quick tools for people that are going into this that were free and could be downloaded at any time. And that's why things like the podcast that, you know, we reveal solutions that you might not have thought about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I look at often with depression, I kept getting the words at one point several years back is depression is a call for deep rest. And a lot of people kind of go, oh, deep rest, that meaning I don't do anything. I'm like, no, it's like deep rest in the quantum. Like that's what we're talking about. It's like deep rest in the immersion of the quantum field. That's really where I feel like many of us can do some profound healing. That's where a lot of us need to go right now.
Yes, where we kind of let go of the busyness and the mind. And we begin to shift into the deep rest in the heart and maybe reevaluate mm-hmm. what is so important. And so that's one also essence of the technology is that it's designed to bring people into that state naturally, so that meditation, for example, no longer becomes, you know, something you have to sit down and struggle with, but your brain is in training into alpha and theta and gamma, and then during sleep, delta. And that's where the deep rest is in the altered brainwave patterns. And most of us, you know, in the busyness, we've been in beta for years. You know, we're going into these other states, but a lot of time when you're, you know, flying here, jumping there, going to soccer practice, we're going into beta, you know, figuring out how to solve your kid's math problem.
Online training and online, becoming the teacher suddenly.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am so, yeah. I would not want to be my child's math teacher. I just realized that. Whoa. Yes. So it's, and so the real solutions lie in these deeper states.
Absolutely. And I love that what you're saying is like it entrains the brain to be able to go there more naturally. And that's been my experience. I've been meditating and doing yoga for over 30 years. And I found that since having it only for a couple months, even, it's definitely allowed me to drop into those spaces a lot quicker. And even when there's perception of chaos going on in the world or around me, I'm able to really sink in really quickly and hold steady there. There's a sustainability that's really being supported as well now, which is beautiful.
I like that. The energetic becomes sustainable. Whereas I think, you know, many times for many years, we went to healers or therapists or whatever it was, and it wasn't really sustainable. And that's what the modalities of the future, we need to consider that, because that's where wellness will be increased, immunity is increased, because this also, these states that we're talking about, if they sound kind of airy-fairy or out there, they have a direct impact on your immunity and your health. So if you can land in these states and your, you know, your gazillions of cells that are vibrating with antennas land in these deeper states of rest, your health and wellness and even recovery time from anything is quicker, whether it's an emotional trauma or a physical trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. So we're going to take everybody through an experience on the podcast now. So you were guided to walk everybody through a meditative experience. And then we're going to play some of the voice coded audio frequency tracks afterwards. So Helena is going to take you through a process and then we're going to play the tracks. So I want you to stay on afterwards. We'll say goodbye and everything. And then I'll leave you to immerse yourself in the audio tracks. And my intention when I'm working with my clients, when I'm doing any group work or anything, even with this podcast, is to bring the experience of the technology, not just the sound frequencies, but the actual technology into and infuse it into the podcast, because it knows no geographical boundaries. It's the quantum field. So we can invite it and place it anywhere we need to. Mm-hmm. Of course, having one of these in your home is one thing, but I definitely will both Helena and I will both bring that in as an intention as you're going through this experience. So I'll let you guide us through.
Yes. And also if you, Sue was on the Quantum Home Sanctuary Summit. So if you sign up for that, she's going to be sending out a mailing. But if you sign up for that, we are giving away 9 sample soundtracks each day. It's just an email sequence of live interviews, one of them with Sue. A very good one, actually, with you.
Yeah, I enjoyed our conversation. It was great.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And she has some beautiful gifts as well. So I'd like you to take this moment to close your eyes and begin to breathe into your belly. And this is the time where you can experience what we've been using words to describe. So begin breathing. You can take a quick break if you need to, but I'm going to begin by counting backwards. And I'm going to take you actually quickly into your future self, where you're going to create a future reality that does not have the stress, the worry, the fear, the pandemic issues. This future self has solved all of these problems. So I'd like you to visualize yourself at the top of a spiral staircase. Quantum energy and scalar energy is all about spirals. So we're going to start at the top, and I'm going to begin counting backwards, 10, going deeper and deeper and becoming more and more relaxed and at ease. 9, deeper and deeper. And as you move down the spiral staircase, I want you to feel yourself, the weight lifting off of your shoulders, whatever the day has brought you. It's going to start dissipating and lifting into the quantum field, where it gets dissolved. 8, deeper and deeper. You're going to begin feeling more relaxed than you have all day. 7, deeper and deeper. Now, if you're driving, you can't listen to this, so I'm going to take you deeper now. You can listen later. 6, deeper and deeper and more relaxed. 5, I'd like you to repeat to yourself, every day in every way, I'm feeling better and better. I am getting better and better. I see solutions to all of my problems. 4, deeper and deeper. 3, 2, and 1. You're at the bottom of the spiral staircase. In front of you is a doorway and a threshold. I want you to notice the doorway. There could be a message. There could be some beautiful sacred geometry or an inscription. Just notice, read, observe, reach for the doorknob and open the doorway, step over the threshold. And as you step over the threshold, you're in a completely different field of energy. And you're greeted by yourself in the future, your future self. And this future self has solved each issue and problem that made you seek us out today. And this future self is going to give you the guidance that you need today. She or he may write down a message. You may receive it in a dream tonight, but they're going to write down a message and hand it to you. Their energy field is your energy in the future. So take a moment and allow yourself to acknowledge and merge into this energy field. You're fully capable of bringing this back into your reality. So take this moment in time and listen to what your future self is giving you, gifting you. And create that connection in your energy field, in the quantum field, which knows no space and time. So your future self is now merging into your present reality. So take that energy, take it into your heart, into your third eye, into the bottom of your feet, into your solar plexus, into your digestive tract, into your third eye. If you have a headache, let that energy dissipate the headache, into your crown chakra, and feel yourself aligning with this energy and this new energetic field, this new quantum field of you. You realized you in quantum potential. Now that you're feeling it, there may be a color associated with it. I'm seeing there could be any color. Just notice what it is. And now that you've received that frequency field, that quantum frequency field, breathe into it. I want you to connect again consciously with your future self. And then thank your future self for sharing this energetic imprint with you, knowing that it will guide you. And thank your future self. Turn back towards the doorway. Some of you may not want to leave because it's very pleasant here. Everything has been worked out. No pandemics, no lower vibrations. And walk towards the doorway, open, reach to the door. You have to do this. You can wave, hug, do whatever you feel is right. Cross the threshold now. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when you come back, you will have received this energetic imprint. You might also feel that you've received a physical gift, a subtle gift, or a word very relevant to what action you need to take. 1, coming back into the room, completely relaxed and at ease, knowing that all of the solutions lie within you. 2, you now feel at peace and at rest, ready to move into your healing process, whatever that means. And 3, coming back into the room, opening your eyes when you're ready, and being prepared to now receive the frequencies that will help you to receive the information that you've just received.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Did you see anything?
I bring myself back. I'm like, coming back. Here I am. Yeah, it was beautiful. I went down the staircase with you and then I saw the doors and the door and you said, notice the doors. And suddenly I saw these, they were big angel wings, big white angel wings. Mm-hmm. So I walked through the angel wings and I received the message and the energy right away was at my third eye and above. And then I received the message to rise. And it was not like rise in the world, but rise up inside of myself. And that was one of my words for 2021 was rest, remember, and rise. So I felt that shift energetically to bring me up into that I feel taller right now.
Ah.
And then I felt this like the energy fill me up when you said the feet and everything, it all kind of just moved around. And then as I was leaving, interestingly, as I left the doors, like the wings let go and attached to my back as I walked through. So I had these beautiful angel wings spread out as I was coming back out. Quite beautiful.
Awesome. And did you feel any stress in the third eye as that was getting?
No stress. It was just like an opening, like a expanded
Excellent.
Feeling.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that was done actually so people would just stretch a little bit more towards seeing through the third eye, because I'm feeling that slight tension through the third eye and the temporal lobe. So if anyone's feeling that, it's you're being asked to rise to see things through the subtle vision of the third eye in order to create a new future, mm-hmm. which is, yeah. So, and that's the curriculum right now. So it's for many of us, that's the curriculum to keep going back to that, despite the illusion of what's going on. So
absolutely. That's beautiful. So the track that we're going to play directly after, so that people can further integrate that experience, but also, you know, immerse themselves into the sound frequency. Which track are you feeling guided to share?
Clearing and Gamma Bliss.
Nice. Like I actually got that one when we were there. I'm like, oh, the clearing track. It's like, oh yes. Beautiful. I will, we will start that right after this. So I'm going to encourage you to stay after we complete the, you know, once we say goodbye to Helena, just stay and immerse yourself and do it in a way that you can actually really close your eyes and rest into it and experience it. And can you talk a little bit, Helena, about the frequency and maybe the experience that they might have? I know some people found that it's just static and it's annoying. And so I know people have different experiences. Can you talk a little bit about how they can support themselves in receiving it the way they need to?
Yes, that's a very good point. That first of all, if you do have a headset to listen to them through, because they are binaural beats tripled. So you're hearing complex waveforms. So it's like 6 waveforms beating together. So it can result in sounding a bit like static. However, if you relax and breathe, these frequencies are very precise and they will do their work. So I'm being shown, if you can lie down or be in it, you know, just be really relaxed and on your own when you listen. And if you do have, even through like earbuds or something that allows it to go into the field differently, because if you hear it through a speaker, it can sound odd, but know that they're extremely precise frequencies. And if you breathe into it, it will do its work no matter what it sounds like. So, and enjoy, and just enjoy. But the frequencies are really designed to do very specific action on your field. So let that happen.
I definitely have felt that there's certain tracks where I'm like, oh, there's in the heart. It's almost like jackhammering in the heart space. And then there's another, it's like there's a scrubbing going on in the brain and rewiring happening every once in a while in the brain. It's like there's definitely different experiences with the different tones for me. And I do find too, for some of my clients in the beginning, I do encourage people to like lower the volume if you need to, because if you have too much resistance and you're too tense, then it's hard to relax and receive. So just lower the volume if you need to on it, and then slowly work yourself up to a higher volume if that feels guided. And when you're immersing yourself into this, you can come back to this episode. That's the beautiful thing about the Healing Experiment podcast, is that you can come back to these episodes and experience these pieces of, you know, the gifts of healing over and over again. So you can download them from your favorite podcast platform. You can listen to them over and over again. And each time you do, you, like Helena was explaining, you immerse yourself deeper and deeper, and you bring, you're entraining your brain, you're entraining your energy field to align with the quantum field over and over again. So,
And your higher self. And yes, that is true. If you're feeling tense, these frequencies can agitate. Because if you're feeling tense, you might resist. So try to relax, either a few deep breaths, or I like to lie down, you know, on like a zero recliner if I'm going to receive frequency information when I can. But you get used to them, and then you'll feel them doing their magic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always describe the density or the intensity that we feel sometimes, or the resistance we feel to some of these frequencies, as it's just bumping up against your leftovers. It's just bumping up against the density within you. And that's good news. It's like kind of jackhammering. The only way to break down the foundation of fear that we're standing on is sometimes to jackhammer it out. So sometimes it feels a little bit, you know, intense, but it's definitely working. It's working at a level that is purposeful. So trust it.
Yeah. We used to call it this. I still call it the psychic drill. Nice. It's yeah. I like that though, the jackhammer. Yeah. That's working on it's chipping away at the armor, the peeling away the layers of the onion.
Yeah, absolutely. So Helena, just share with people how they can connect with you, maybe your website, and if they're interested in looking at the Miracle Eye Cube or the Ohm Pocket or the Tesla, that's my next on my list.
Yes, so you can visit us at quantumsoundtherapy.com, and we have a lot of giveaways on that site as well. And you can also, we have a Cloud Sound Therapy where you could send your voice code in, your voice recording in, and get a soundtrack.
Yes, I love the personalized frequency soundtracks, to being able to create your own voice code analysis based on the vowel sounds or the affirmation you use. It's very powerful. I use that with my clients as well. So I encourage all of you that feel inspired to go check out Helena and her offerings at quantumsoundtherapy.com.
I want to thank you, Helena, for coming and being on the show and for sharing your gifts and for answering the call to, you know, bring this technology to humanity at this time. It's such a gift. So thank you for being here. And thank you everybody for listening and for tuning in each week, for sharing the healing experiment with others as you're guided to. We need to really do our best to be love in action, to be these beautiful beacons of light for humanity right now. And sharing this type of episode will actually help others. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. Thank you for being here. Remember, we're going to play that frequency soundtrack now. So immerse yourself, enjoy. And until next time, I love you. I appreciate you. I see you. I honor you. Love and blessings.
as you prepare for the soundtrack, you may want to lower your volume.